Simon, actually, just before I speak with you, I've had a tweet from somebody saying it's good that Sheila and LBC are talking about this, but, you know, essentially they can barely carry on listening. It makes them so cross what's happened to people. And I understand that, but I think it's vital that we carry on listening. It's vital that we keep hearing these stories because, like I said, each story is different and the same. At the same time, people who've paid their taxes for decades suddenly finding that there is nothing for them when a global pandemic hits them, hits their business. And so far, so bad. They haven't had any assistance at all. So let's see. Let's see whether the constant reiteration of these stories ever shifts the dial. You never know. You never know. Simon, speaking of shifting the dial, there is a huge effort to try to do that in the States at the moment, isn't there?
Yes, very much so, Sheila. I mean, shifting the dial as far as COVID-19 is concerned, because you could just come over here and absolutely pretend there's nothing to worry about.
The pandemic is rounding the turn. It's rounding, and we have the vaccines coming, and they go crazy, the fake news. But I will tell you, it's rounding the turn, with or without. It's rounding the turn. You'll see that. Normal life. That's all we want. We want normal life, right? We want normal. We want to be where we were 7 months ago, right?
And I'd like to be on a beach in Tahiti, but sadly, in the real world, we're not where we were 7 months ago. And President Trump once again there, this time in Nevada over the weekend, an important battleground state, insisting that the US is turning the corner in its battle against COVID-19, even as all the public health data shows that we are at the beginning of a fresh wave, with cases rising all over the country. In a state like Utah, for example, the governor saying that 70% of his intensive care unit beds are now full, and he is very worried about what's going to happen as the temperatures fall over the course of the next few weeks. In response to that, Joe Biden on the campaign trail is trying to deliver straight facts to the electorate.
My grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turn the corner. Turn the corner. Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
And that is just a reflection of the facts. If you look at the data that is being gathered all over the country, the rising spike of infections, more than 8 million cases now of COVID-19 here in the United States, and growing pressure on the public health system. One of the country's leading public health professionals, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member still just about of the president's coronavirus task force, was interviewed on the CBS News program 60 Minutes over the weekend and said that President Trump contracting COVID-19 3 weeks ago after that open air, no social distance, COVID unsafe event where he unveiled Judge Amy Coney Barrett as his choice for the Supreme Court. Well, that came as no surprise to Dr. Fauci.
I was worried that he was going to get sick when I saw him in a completely precarious situation of crowded, no separation between people, and almost nobody wearing a mask. When I saw that on TV, I said, oh my goodness, nothing good can come out of that. That's got to be a problem. And then sure enough, it turned out to be a super spreader event.
So 15 days to go in America's presidential election. More than 25 million Americans have already voted. Today is the first time that people in Florida get the chance to vote early in person. And there were very long queues of people trying to do that over the course of the last few hours in the Sunshine State, despite the fact that torrential rain is falling on large parts of the state of Florida. President Trump sounded some new cadences over the weekend in his battle to try and secure four more years in the White House. He is now referring to the Biden family, not just Joe Biden, but the whole lot of them, as an organized crime family, as the president seizes on an article that was published by the New York Post in the middle of last week, an article so controversial in the allegations that it made about Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and suspend his business activities in Ukraine, that even two of the journalists who wrote it would not allow their byline to appear atop the article. The FBI is now probing whether this is all part of some kind of a Russian misinformation campaign, ably assisted by the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, the source for much of the information in the article. Remember that one of Rudy Giuliani's Ukrainian sources was recently sanctioned by the US Treasury Department, accused of spreading misinformation in America's 2020 presidential election campaign. Highly controversial and highly dubious, though the claims made in that article are, President Trump grabbing them like a drowning man clinging to driftwood. Why he thinks that it's going to help him pull undecided floating voters over to his column by calling Joe Biden part of an organized crime family, I have absolutely no idea, but it's very much a central facet now of the president's election speeches as he continues to barnstorm the battlegrounds.
Thanks very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.